Let's review Shabbos Daf Chafav. The Gemara discusses tzari, whether you're allowed to light with tzari on Ner Shabbos or not. So tzari is the sap from a tree, from Atzei Haktaf. According to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, you're not allowed to light with it. Three possible reasons. Number one, because it has a very good smell, and we're choshesh that a person might come to take some of the oil, and he'll be chayiv mishum mechabe. Number two, because it's it happens to attach very strongly to the walls of a house, and it's flammable, so it's a sakana that the house could burn down. And number three, it's not nimshach achar psila, doesn't connect very well to the wick, since it doesn't come from the pri, it only comes from the eitz, and therefore there's always the concern of shemayata. Those are the three possibilities of why there's a problem with tzari. Are you allowed to light with shemen shel tevel tameh? We've discussed shemen shel truma. What about shemen shel tevel? So the Gemara discusses in the middle of Amud Aleph that it's asur, and we learn this out from the pasuk of mishmeres trumosai, that it says a blushon rabim, so we learn that we compare truma tahora to truma tamea, that just like truma tahora, which a kohen is allowed to eat, he's only allowed to eat mishas harama after the truma has been taken, but not while it's still in a state of tevel. So too truma tamea, which a kohen is allowed to benefit from the fire of truma tamea, he's only allowed to benefit from it mishas harama after the truma has been taken, not while it's still in a state of being tevel. The Gemara then quotes six different opinions of which types of shemen one is allowed to use for ner Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that you're not allowed to be madlik with something that's yotze min ha'etz because it doesn't connect very well to the wick. Rabbi Shmuel ben Baroka says you're only allowed to be madlik with something that's yotze min ha'pri, but not even with shemen dagim, itran and sari, which are not yotze min ha'pri. Rabbi Tarfon holds that you could be only madlik with shemen zayis and nothing but shemen zayis. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says you could light with shemen pakuos and neft. Sumcha says that you're not allowed to light with shemen that comes from basar except for shemen dagim, no other fats of animals, just shemen dagim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says you could light with any shemen that has not been explicitly pasuled in our Mishnah, and that is different than what Sumcha says. I mean, it sounds Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri are saying the same thing as Sumcha's, because Sumcha says that you're not allowed to light with shemen that comes from basar except for shemen dagim, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri seems to be repeating that, but there are two differences between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Sumcha's. Number one, whether you have to put shemen kolshu into shemen dagim in order to make shemen dagim okay to light with. And number two, if you have chelev mehutach, if you have liquefied fats, that's kosher ba'adlaka with a mixture of normal shemen. Shemen dagim would be kosher afilu be'en, even without the mixture. Or do you say, no, the chelev mehutach is going to be possible no matter what, and shemen dagim is only kosher if you mix a little bit of regular shemen into it. The Gemara then discusses the shear of different begadim in regards to Tumas Negaim. How large of a beged does it have to be in order to be Mekabel Tumas Negaim? So any beged that's Shalosh al Shalosh Etzba'os, that's made out of Tzemer Pishtim, is Mekabel Tumas Negaim. We learn this out from the fact that the Pasuk says, Va'beged Ki'ye Bo Negat Sara'as, that when it says beged, we assume beged means a full beged. When we add V'ha beged, the Vav and the He, that teaches us that even a piece of a beged can become Tumas Negaim Sara'as. What's a piece of a beged? 3x3 etzba'os, which is at least ra'ui for aniyim to make some sort of use out of. We do not assume that it's being marbe veha is coming to teach me, the vav and the he is coming to teach me shlosh al shlosh tfachim, because we already know shlosh al shlosh tfachim has to be able to become tameh from a kal v'chomer from shasi va'arev. If these strands of shasi va'arev are enough to be metameh b'tzaras, then certainly shlosh al shlosh tfachim will be metameh b'tzaras. So veha beged must be coming to teach me about Shalosh al Shalosh Etzba'os. And finally, the Gemara discusses a beged that's not made out of Tzemer Pishtim, what its status is in regards to Tumah. This is a three-way machlokas amoraim with a lot of details involved. According to Abaye's understanding, there are two versions of Rabbi Shmuel. First version of Rabbi Shmuel, which is agreed to by Rishim ben Elazar, is that it's not Mekabel Tumah. Any beggar that's not from Tzemer Pishtim is not Mekabel Tumah, because we learn it out that it's not Mekabel Tumah Saras from the fact that it says Beged Tzemer or Beged Pishtim twice, one to be Might Shar Begadim and not Mekabel Tumah Saras, not when it's 3x3 Etzba'os, and not even when it's 3x3 Tfachim. by other tumas, like tumas shratzim, tumas meis, tumas shechvezera, it says beged stam. So we learn from a binyanav, from tzaras, that only beged semer opishtim is mekabel tumah. If it's not semer opishtim, it's not going to be mekabel tumah. The second version of Rabbi Yishmael, the way Abaye understands it, is that a beged that's not made out of semer opishtim can be mekabel tumah, provided it's 3x3 tefachim, because it says in the parsha of tumas shratzim, oh, beged. So the O comes to include other begadim as well. Rava's understanding is that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not mekabel tumah. Other begadim outside of Tamar Pishon are not mekabel tumah. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, if it's 3x3 tefachim, it is mekabel tumah. Some say Rava was chozer, and Rava changed his mind to believe that even Rabbi Shmuel holds that it could be mekabel tumah if it has 3x3 tefachim, even though it's not Tamar Pishon. According to Rav Papa's understanding, Rabbi Shmuel holds begadim that are not Tamar Pishon could be mekabel tumah, even if they're as small as 3x3 etzba'os. So again, three-way machlokas. Abaye has two versions of Rabbi Yishmael, whether it's not mekabel tumah at all, or whether shar begadim are only mekabel tumah in the 3x3 tefachim. Rava understands that Rabbi Yishmael is having a machlokas with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that Rabbi Yishmael holds not mekabel tumah at all. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds it's mekabel 3x3 tefachim, and Rav Papa thinks that even Rabbi Yishmael holds that shar begadim could be mekabel tumah, even if it's as small as 3x3 etzba'os. That is Shabbos Tav Chavav.